2 Kings chapter 21. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, 3430 AH, 612 BC, and reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hephzibah. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, after the abominations of the heathen, ungodly nations, whom the Lord Jehovah cast out before the children of Israel. Because he built up again the high places which Hezekiah his father had destroyed, and he raised up altars for Baal, and made a grove, as Ahab king of Israel had done, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served them. And he built altars in the house, temple, of the Lord Jehovah, of which the Lord Jehovah said, In Jerusalem I will put my name. And he built altars for all the host of heaven in the two courts of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah. And he made his son pass through the fire, and observed times, and used enchantments, and dealt with familiar spirits and wizards. He did much wickedness in the sight of the Lord Jehovah to provoke him to anger. And he set a graven image of the grove that he had made in the house temple, of which the Lord Jehovah said to David, and to Solomon his son, In this house, temple, and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all tribes of Israel, I will put my name forever. Neither will I make the feet of Israel move any more out of the land which I gave their fathers. If only they will observe to do according to all that I have commanded them, and according to all the law that my servant Moses commanded them. But they did not listen. And Manasseh seduced them to do more evil than the nations whom the Lord Jehovah destroyed before the children of Israel. And the Lord Jehovah spoke by his servants the prophets, saying, Because Manasseh king of Judah has done these abominations, and has done wickedly above all that the Amorites did, who were before him, and has caused Judah also to sin with his idols. Therefore this is what the Lord Jehovah God of Israel says. Indeed, I am bringing such evil upon Jerusalem and Judah, that whoever hears of it, both his ears shall tingle. And I will stretch over Jerusalem the line of Samaria, and the plumb-bob of the house of Ahab. And I will wipe Jerusalem as a man wipes a dish, wiping it, and turning it upside down. And I will forsake the remnant of my inheritance, and deliver them into the hand of their enemies. And they shall become a prey and a spoil to all their enemies. Because they have done that which was evil in my sight, and have provoked me to anger, since the day their forefathers came forth out of Egypt, even to this day. Furthermore, Manasseh shed very much innocent blood, until he had filled Jerusalem from one end to another. Besides his sin with which he caused Judah to sin, in doing that which was evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah. Now the rest of the acts of Manasseh, and all that he did, and his sin that he sinned, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And Manasseh slept with his fathers, and was buried in the garden of his own house, in the garden of Uzzah. And Amon his son reigned in his place. 3485 AH 557 BC. Amon was 22 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Meshulameth, the daughter of Haruz of Jotbah. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, as his father Manasseh did. And he walked in all the way that his father walked in, and served the idols that his father served, and worshipped them. And he forsook the Lord Jehovah God of his forefathers, and did not walk in the way of the Lord Jehovah. And the servants of Amon conspired against him, and killed the king in his own house. And the people of the land killed all those who had conspired against King Amon, and the people of the land made Josiah his son king in his place. Now the rest of the acts of Amon which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And he was buried in his tomb in the garden of Uzzah, and Josiah his son reigned in his place.